Welcome to SDH's coverage of everything going on in USL League One. What we're going to do, we're going to go backward before we go forward. Let you know what happened in match week number two before we get you ready for match week number three. All the news and notes and everything going on in USL League One that you need to know about. All right, so let's go backward once again before we go forward. Matches last week when you were looking at match week number two. And interesting surprises on the board with the eight matches on the board at Paladin Stadium on the campus of Furman University. It was Richmond, a 1-0 win over Greenville Triumph. Goalless draw at CHI Memorial between Northern Colorado Hailstorm and Chattanooga Red Wolves. Records set in that one having to do with saves by keepers. South Georgia Tormenta had a 1-1 match at Optum Sports Medicine Field at Tormenta Stadium. Charlotte Independent scored twice, got away with full points in Statesboro. Then on Sunday, which is our match of the week, Coniglia Field was covered with snow. Fans came out and made sure that the field at Coniglia was as green as humanly possible for the 3 o'clock kick between Union Omaha and Forward Madison. Here's your highlights, courtesy of our friends at USL League One, ESPN Plus, and YouTube.
Forward Madison, get us underway, and here we go. 2023, Owls and Flamingos. New season with new roster. Jacob Kroll, always capable of delivering those balls. Martinez, Bartman, trying to curl one back post. Fingertip save, Rashid Nuhu. His first big save of 2023. He's had plenty of them the last 2 years. Frame to get to that one. There's Gephardt playing in Bartman, and Bartman curling it toward that back stick. Ability to break lines while possessing the ball. Speaking of, here's Noe Meza. And Meza puts one on target, and Shipman looked like he was a little bit fooled. He beats it away, keeps it out. It'll be the first corner of the match for Omaha. Target of 2023. Thanks by a wall of pink. Shipman maybe. Heads go up and the ball goes in. And there's that man, J.P. Skiers. We told you he's a threat from a set piece. And he immediately scores one. 20 minutes into the new season. Union Omaha, the Owls in flight. 1-0. And as much as Union Omaha might be playing a more attacking style this year, that's exactly the kind of goal they've scored tons of the last 3 years. Good delivery from a corner. J.P. Skiers skying for it. Showing his veteran savvy. That's a slack ball back, and it's opened up here for Christian Chaney. Chaney lays it off to the left, touched onto the post, and it stays out. Second ball still alive, and a great sliding block. And Omaha able to scramble it away as far as the top of the 18 to opening the scoring for the Mingos in 2023. He's been denied. He celebrated with a lot of vigor in front of the Omaha fans. That was interesting. People remarked on that. Here, a bad giveaway. And Omaha with numbers. And Meza, for his first of the year, Noe Meza puts it wide. Wow. Well, it was careless from Madison on their back line, and Steinwasher played the right ball. Meza opened it up. Union Omaha is going to make a change at the next dead ball, but they have to defend this first. It's Gephardt looking to serve something in. Pulls it back across the face, and it creeps in. It's 1-1. It's the first of the year for Christian Chaney. He cartwheels his way onto the score sheet in 2023. And Forward Madison level in the 55th. It all came from the great work of Derek Gephardt. Looked like he'd run out of room here. Pulling it back so intelligently, and Chaney able to spin and hit in one motion. And here goes the speed on the counter for Forward Madison. And motoring away on the counter, this is Jaden Onan. Onan looking to slip it over to Chaney. It's Christian Chaney for Forward Madison, and he's put it over the bar. Great chance for the Mingos to steal all 3 points. It was such good play from Jaden Onan. And he teed up Chaney. Osmond. Now Payne. Payne lifts it into the box, and the bicycle kick is kept out by Nuhu. Almost a spectacular last-minute winner. Nuhu with a great save at his near post. Still alive for Kroll, and Kroll's delivery, and there's Nuhu again, put straight at him. subsequent delivery. As that's all the way back to Shipman, and there's the final whistle. 6 draws in 10 all time between these two Midwest rivals. Plenty of chances either side to win this one. The late chances fell to Madison.
Shared result, shared points when it came to the fourth match of the week in week number 2. We mentioned what was going on with Chattanooga and Northern Colorado. Scoreless draw, Chattanooga's Carlos Aviles and Northern Colorado's Edward Delgado combined for the most saves in a scoreless match in league history. So you had that 12 saves total in the scoreless contest, and so both teams come out of there with a point. When you look at the standings after match week number 2, Charlotte on top with 4 points ahead of Richmond on goal difference. One, Knoxville's only played one match. They got full points, remember, last time they played 2 weeks ago. South Georgia Tormenta, 2 matches played there at 3 points, a win and a loss. Ford Madison, Union Omaha, they are the ones currently above the playoff bar. Chattanooga, Northern Colorado at 1 point below the playoff bar in the head-to-head. Central Valley has yet to play a match this season. They are in 9th and minus and on goal difference. They are ahead of Lexington, Greenville, and North Carolina FC. So that's your look at the 12 teams in USL League One after match week number 2. Let's get you into match week number 3, and that means that we turn the page to the month of April. In April, on April 1st, you've got 5 matches. You've got 10 teams in action. One, Knoxville welcomes Union Omaha to Regal Stadium at 6 o'clock Eastern time, also at City Stadium at the same time. Traditional start as Richmond hosts Charlotte, one of those old rivalries in soccer in the eastern half of the country. 7 o'clock at Wake Med, Lexington SC makes the trip to take on North Carolina FC. 7:30 CHI Memorial. Chattanooga has another home match, this time welcoming Central Valley for their first match of the season. And at 7:30, South Georgia Tormenta welcomes Northern Colorado Hailstorm to Optum Sports Medicine Field at Tormenta Stadium. So it's 10 teams in action out of the 12 here in this particular match week number 3 when it comes to USL League One. Goal of the Week nominees for week number 2. It is Carlton Belmar for Richmond Kickers in their match against Greenville Triumph, spoiling Greenville's home opener at Furman University. Brad Dunwell, one of the 3 goals for Charlotte Independence in their win over South Georgia Tormenta. McQuelle Akale got the goal for Tormenta in the match against Charlotte, and that tied it at 1. From there, it was all Charlotte Independence. And then Christian Chaney for Ford Madison in their game against Union Omaha, and that was once again match of the week. So you can vote for Belmar, Dunwell, Akale, or Chaney. Go to USLLeague1.com. Take a peek at the goal of the week nominees. You've got until Thursday at 12:30 Eastern time. You can vote on the poll below on the website. You can vote on the USL app and on the USL League One social media channels. So you've got until, once again, you have until Thursday at 12:30 to vote for your goal of the week. Once again, everybody's getting ready for round 2 of U.S. Open Cup. And by the time this show posts, everybody will be off and running next week. So Tuesday, Ford Madison hosting Chicago House AC in Peter Wilt versus Peter Wilt. It is at 7 o'clock. It is 1 Knoxville hosting Memphis 901 at Regal Soccer Stadium. Wednesday, Charlotte Independence hosting Appalachian FC at Matthews. Thursday, April the 6th, on Soccer Down here on the SDH Morning Show, we'll catch up with head coach Dale Parker of Appalachian FC, regardless of result. Also on Wednesday night, it is Lou City hosting Lexington SC at Lynn Family. You can catch that one on BR Football. Loudoun United hosting North Carolina FC at Segra. 7:30, Chattanooga Red Wolves hosting Birmingham Legion at CHI Memorial. South Georgia Tormenta hosting RGV at Tormenta Stadium. We will be on site for that one, and we'll be doing the morning show from Statesboro, catching up with our friends from South Georgia Tormenta, hopefully, as well, on Thursday, April the 6th. Union Omaha hosting El Paso Locomotive at Michael G. Morrison Stadium in Omaha. 9 o'clock, it is the Switchbacks hosting Northern Colorado Hailstorm at Widener Field, downtown Colorado Springs. Central Valley Fuego at 10 o'clock Eastern host Monterey Bay at Fresno State. And at 10:30, Phoenix Rising hosting Greenville Triumph. Greenville, the one having to make the trip in USL League One to Phoenix Rising Stadium. You can catch that one on BR Football. You can catch Colorado Springs and Northern Colorado on BR Football, in addition to Lexington and Lou City on Thursday, April 6th. Richmond Kickers hosting Cleveland SC out of the NPSL. That one is on BR Football. So that's your rundown of everything going on in USL League One. Don't forget, go to USLLeagueOne.com for all the information that you need, and follow along at USL League One on all their social media channels to keep up to date every single day with what's going on in USL League One. If you are in market and can catch a match, catch one of the five matches this week, in match week number three, quality football that is being played all across the footprint. If you're in market and can't for some reason make it to the match, follow along on your local providers. If you're out of market, want to catch a match, do so on ESPN Plus as they broadcast every single match this season in USL League One. For everybody here at SDH, for Jason, for Jared, for Nick, I'm just John. Played safe, everybody. Enjoy your time in USL League One. Played safe. We'll see you next time.
There can be only one!